USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden urged Congress to end the risk of a potential railroad strike that could bring the United States commerce to a halt by forcing labor unions to accept an agreement the administration helped negotiate but failed to pass for unions. Those four unions represent 55% of the railroad workers in America and was rejected because it does not offer the paid sick time they asked for. The House may offer a deal later today. An outbreak of severe thunderstorms, including a few strong tornadoes, unfolded overnight for the Mississippi Valley, Mid-South, and parts of the Southeast. The National Weather Service says about 40 million people across the South are at risk for severe weather today. Wednesday's tornado threats include parts of Alabama, Mississippi, the Florida Panhandle, and central Georgia. The storms are expected to weaken later today. Mortgage rates are down slightly, as are home prices. Still, the market isn't booming.
Mortgage applications are falling slightly. The Mortgage Bankers Association says they fell by just under 1% compared to last week. This is despite a drop in the 30-year interest rate. That fell to just under 6.5%. In the meantime, demand to refinance a mortgage suffered a big drop as it decreased by 13%. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
The Senate passed legislation to allow federal protection for same-sex marriages with a bipartisan vote Tuesday. The final tally was 61-36. Stuart Rhodes, leader of the Oath Keepers, and one other defendant were convicted of seditious conspiracy for their roles on January 6. The guilty verdicts were reached by a Washington, D.C. jury. For more information, visit us online at usaradio.com. We are USA Radio News.
This view was worth a hike.
Right? And it's a good way to stay on top of my health.
Yes. I'm Cologuard, a prescription colon cancer screening option for people 45 plus at average risk. Have you screened for colon cancer?
Not yet.
Don't wait. It's more treatable when caught in early stages.
Tell me more.
Cologuard is non-invasive and it's used at home. It detects altered DNA in your stool to find 92% of colon cancers.
92%?
Yep. Even those in early stages.
This was seen in a clinical study with patients 50 and older. Any positive results should be followed by a diagnostic colonoscopy. False positive and negative results may occur. Cologuard is not a replacement for colonoscopy in high-risk patients. Do not use if you have had adenomas, have inflammatory bowel disease and certain hereditary syndromes, or a personal or family history of colon cancer.
Most insured patients pay $0. Ask your provider or an online prescriber if Cologuard is right for you, or visit Cologuard.com.
I'm in.
How was your Thanksgiving this year? I bet it wasn't as scary as this guy's. Victoria Idoni reports from Washington.
28-year-old James Grimes was rescued by the Coast Guard on Thanksgiving Day after falling off a Carnival cruise ship the day before. One of his heroes, aviation survival technician Richard Hopeful, spoke to CBS News about the save.
I believe that survivor had about 30 seconds to a minute left before we would have lost him. An incredible will to survive. He fell off a boat. He didn't have flotation. He didn't have a radio or flares. He just had to do anything that he could with what he had, which was nothing.
From the USA Radio News, Washington, D.C. Bureau, I'm Victoria Idoni.
Washington lawmakers continue to try to get a budget put together. Tim Berg has more.
Congressional leaders are agreeing on the need to pass an omnibus spending package next month to avoid a partial government shutdown. Senate Minority Leader from Kentucky, Mitch McConnell, says a continuing resolution would be the best way to reduce spending.
If, on the other hand, you're concerned about the defense of our country and the funding of the Ukraine war, you're somewhat hesitant to go in that direction.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says a continuing resolution would hurt the military and undercut national security. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Thank you, Tim. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Wendy's new French toast sticks are so delicious, some are saying that they're better than their mom's breakfast.
Excuse me, did you just say Wendy's new French toast sticks are better than my breakfast?
Mom, is that you?
Answer the question.
I said some people are saying that because they're so crispy on the outside and fluffy on the inside and perfect in every way.
Uh-huh. And what do you think?
I think it's time to tell people to choose wisely. Choose Wendy's new sweet and crispy homestyle French toast sticks.
That's still not an answer.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.